Today, the Supreme Court handed a victory to the Trump administration. It allowed restrictions on transgender people in the U.S. military to go into effect. The Trump policy bars people from serving if they identify as anything different from their biological gender. There are some exceptions. The court allowed the policy to take effect temporarily while legal challenges move forward. Meanwhile, today, the court also agreed to hear its first major gun rights case in nearly a decade. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here to parse this out for us. Nina, why don't you start with the big picture? What do today's actions tell us about the posture of the court right now?
Well, the action in these cases today strongly suggests, again, that the already conservative court is now moving further to the right, with two Trump appointees, Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, joining three other conservatives and feeling reasonably comfortable in their positions.
And why don't we take the transgender case first, and we'll talk about gun rights later on. What exactly did the court do today?
So in the transgender case, a bunch of lower courts ruled that the administration had not presented enough evidence to justify essentially a ban on transgender people in the military. And those lower court judges barred the administration from carrying out its policy while the case is litigated. Today, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, did the opposite. It allowed the administration to go ahead with its policy while the case is litigated and the liberal justices dissented. And so the bottom line here is that the Trump ban now goes into effect, and that 5-4 vote strongly suggests that the conservative majority is likely to uphold the policy months or years from now when it gets to the Supreme Court for a decision on the merits. And I should note that these five justices are supporters of a strong executive, and that's likely why they will uphold it, I would guess, in the long run.
So take us then to the gun rights case today. It involves the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association and the city of New York. What is the issue, and why is the court taking up gun rights right now?
So when the Supreme Court decided in 2008 and 2010 that there's a personal constitutional right to own a gun for self-defense in one's home, the vote was 5-4 with Justice Anthony Kennedy the deciding vote. Justice Scalia wrote a long opinion for the majority, but the critical section, inserted, I'm told, at Kennedy's insistence, said essentially that state and local governments could still enact reasonable regulations. Now, since then, the NRA and its supporters have brought plenty of gun cases to the Supreme Court, but the justices stayed away from the issue, one suspects, because four of the conservative five thought that Kennedy would approve many of these regulations as reasonable. So now Kennedy's retired, replaced by Brett Kavanaugh, who's written that the Second Amendment right to bear arms is pretty absolute, and we come to this case today. At issue in New York City is a law that bars people licensed to have handguns from transporting them outside the city, for example, from taking their guns to their second homes. The folks challenging the law say it's too restrictive and should be struck down under the Supreme Court's previous decisions. Now, as you can see, they could easily win a narrow victory because the New York law is, they say, the most restrictive in the country. But the court could also open the door wide to striking down many more gun restrictions. So as they say in cliché land, only time will tell.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, nice to talk to you as always.
Nice to talk to you.